Have any of you ever been in a situation where you didn't know what to do? So you go to somebody that's supposed to be an expert in that field, and they share with you plans and supposedly a way out of your situation. Now, it could be financial, it could be whatever, you know, but there are many situations in life that present us with huge problems, right? But God always has a plan that is greater than the problem. God's plans are greater. For one thing, God does not think like we do. Isaiah 58, 8 through 11, most of you know there are 8 and 9, really. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, most of us, as we were growing up, we had plans for our lives. You know, you want to be this or that or something else. But everything changed when God got a hold of you. God has a better plan for your life than you do. You know, as I was growing up, you know, about in the eighth grade or so, I decided, well, I'd want to be a geologist or a meteorologist and really a race car driver. But when I was 16, I found out that God had different plans for my life. You know, there are many people in the Bible that have one idea about themselves, but God had a greater plan for them. You know, Gideon thought he'd just get some food for the family, and he was hiding and threshing out some wheat, but God planned for him to be a deliverer of Israel. Moses thought he'd just take care of sheep, but God planned for him to be the leader of Israel and lead him out of Egypt. Peter thought he'd just go back to fishing after Jesus died, but God had a plan for him to be a leader in the church. You know, Paul thought his life consisted of killing Christians, but God planned for him to be the greatest missionary that ever lived and be the apostle to the Gentiles. I found out that in all of my situations, I could think of solutions, but when I began to talk to God about it, he had a better plan. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's plans are greater. Now, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt. It looked like they were finished. No way out. But God had a plan. Let me say it to you. God has a plan for you. In Exodus 3, starting with the 7th verse, and the Lord said, I've surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. And now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, here the Israelites were crying out, but it seemed like that maybe God wasn't answering their prayer. You ever been there? You ever wondered if God cared? Maybe you thought God didn't hear you. Now, listen to this. Silence does not mean that God hadn't heard you or that he isn't working for you. What God had to do for Israel's deliverance, first of all, was find somebody capable of leading them. God may not have said anything, but often whenever you praying to him and asking him for a help in a situation, he's looking for a vessel that he can use to help you out of your situation. That's why it's very important, if God says something to you about doing something for somebody, that you respond immediately. You've heard me talk about how that we in 19, I think it's 57, 56, I believe. That we traveling with Dad, and we didn't have any food in the house, trailer house, or mobile home as they call them now. And we were just praying, asking God, and it wasn't the Wednesday that the man got there with food. And this is what he said when he knocked on the door. Now, Dad didn't tell him we'd been believing God or anything. He knocked on the door and said, "Brother Hagin, ever since Sunday, the Lord told me to bring you some grocery, but I knew you didn't need any. But it got so bad today that I could not resist." And Dad said, "Well, praise the Lord, thank you." But you see, God spoke to somebody for our situation, but they didn't listen. That's why it's important. See, God uses people many times to help you in your situation and in a solution to your problem. You know, sometimes the solution of your problem is other people being willing to get involved. Come on now. God found Moses taking care of the sheep out in the middle of the desert. You know, now, it was a little bit of time from the time God spoke to Moses to the time he got to Israel, but he had to get some things in order. And then besides that, he had to travel there. And they didn't have jet planes back in those days. Trains, buses, or cars. They had camels and donkeys. And some people were rich enough to have horses. See, now, I'm sure the Israelites were probably wondering, what in the world has happened to God? He's not taking. Look at this. Things are getting worse now. We got to get our own straw. They're not even getting it for us. And the taskmasters were getting crueler and crueler and crueler. But I want you to notice, God was doing something about it. It was just taking a little time to get his plan in action. Have you ever realized sometimes when you have planned some things that it takes time to get the plan into action? I mean, this church building, we planned it for quite a while, about a year, before we ever went into action to build it, and then it took a while to build. It just didn't happen overnight. And you had to follow, if they didn't follow the plans, things got in a mess. You see, I want you to realize that if you want God to help you, you got to tap into his plan, not your plan. There are many people that they make a plan and they say, "God bless my plan." They never stop to ask God what his plan was. You know, God has plans far greater than anything you can ever think about. Now, the Israelites got out of Egypt. They were excited. And the next thing you know, they hit an obstacle. How many of you have ever got out of a situation, you took God's plan, got out, and right after you got out of your situation, you got slapped in the face with another situation? That happens most of the time because the devil wants to really get you. Here they are. Now they're there. The Red Sea's in front of them. The mountains on every side of them. And the army behind them. And they began to murmur. Moses had to tell them to be quiet. I'm just paraphrasing my own language. And so here they are, questioning why they ever left Egypt in the first place. The Egyptians are going to catch us, and the army, they're going to kill us. We're going to die right here. But Moses told him, be quiet. And he held his hand out, and something happened. See, the people were going by what they saw, and Moses was going by God's plan. See, you got to learn not to be concerned about what you can see, feel, touch. You got to be concerned about God's plan. See God's plan. Don't see the situation. Don't see the obstacles. Don't see all of the things of why it can't be. Look here in Exodus 14, it says, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land. The waters divided, so the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea on dry ground. The waters were a wall of them on each side. Now, can you imagine this? These guys are marching through. It took them all night long to do it. They're marching through, walking, and the ground's dry, but on each side of them is a wall of water that it doesn't look like anything's holding it back. Whoa. Man, that could come crashing down. Somebody said, oh man, that could come crashing down any minute. See, every time you try to walk through the plan that God has for you, you may see all this junk on every side of you. But I want you to realize, and somebody will say, oh, you better be careful. That could come crashing down. No, if it's God's plan, it ain't not going to crash. If it's your plan, it probably will. Now, in the morning, the Egyptians tried to do the same thing. They tried to go through there. And it crashed on them. Actually, if you read the first part of the story, it says that the Egyptians there, after today, you'll see no more. Anybody ever read that part of it? Yeah, it said you'll see them no more. Well, they wasn't seeing them no more. They're gone. The Red Sea opened up for the children of Israel because that was God's plan. But when the Egyptians tried to follow God's plan, which wasn't his plan, the thing crashed on them. What I'm saying to you is, you need to realize that if it's God's plan, everything will work. If it's not God's plan, it'll crash. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that what God has done, he can do again. See, when we see that there's no way out, we have to remind ourselves that God did it for many, many people in the Word of God. God can make a way where there is no way. God can open doors that man says are locked forever. God can raise you up when everything around you is pushing you down. Today, here, I'm here to tell you, don't give up. God's plans are greater than your situation. The greatest victory comes out of impossible situations. Everybody wants a great victory. You're not going to have a great victory if you don't have a great battle. See, it may seem that you're in a situation right now where there is no escape. Let me tell you why. God has a plan for your escape. He has a greater plan than you can even think. Maybe you've thought of some ideas and some plans that would help you, but then you find yourself, it's not working. You're in lack, you're in defeat. And the enemy is pointing his finger at you and say, see, I told you so, I told you so. People are looking at you and shaking their heads saying, we told you you shouldn't try that in the first place. Looks like nothing can be done now. It's all over. You're finished. But look at what the Bible says. Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel will stand. Expanded version. People make all kinds of plans, but only the Lord's plans, purpose, and advice will happen and succeed. This verse here reveals to us that God's plans, just because everybody else's plans change, just because everything is going under, that doesn't mean that God's plans have changed or won't work. See, it's not too late for you to tap into God's plan. Remember, the enemy will come to you in your situation, and he will try to tell you that nobody else has ever faced trouble like this. The Bible is full of people that faced impossible situations Abraham and Sarah couldn't have a child. Joseph was falsely accused and put in prison. Moses was trapped in a vocation of taking care of sheep. The Israelites were captive in Egypt. David was chased all over the land by a jealous king. Daniel was put in the lion's den. Jonah ended up in the belly of the big fish. Three Hebrew children were put in the fiery furnace. Lazarus was in the grave. The woman with the issue of blood had been sick for 12 years. Paul and Silas were locked in the prison. John was exiled to an island all by himself. But God still had a plan for him. And his plan was greater than the situation, and they walked out of the situation with a victorious report. Come on, let me tell you, what looks impossible for you right now is possible with God. Luke 18:27 says, if it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's plan is possible. For me, I will be delivered out of any and all situations that come my way, because the Bible says I can be delivered. I got this saying from my dad. It's written right here in my Bible. The Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. I choose to believe the promises of God rather than the circumstances, rather than the situations. I may not realize, I may not feel like it, but I still declare what God's word says is coming to pass. I can't see it, I can't feel it, but I know what God said, and if God said it, it's going to happen. Some people want to ask me what my answer is for every situation. And Psalms 34:19 said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of some of them. Out of all of them. Luke 18:27, I'll say it again, but he said the things which are impossible when are possible with God. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be unto God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who leads us in triumph in Christ. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. 1 John 4:4, you're of God, little children, and overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. That's your answers to the situations. That's your answers when the devil comes after you. Anybody that, all of them, I see a bunch of people that travel with Dad. Anytime you'd go ask him a question, he'd say, what does the Bible say? And I see them all shaking their head. What does the Bible say? That was always his answer. I go to him, Dad, what about this? What does the Bible say, son? That's his answer. There's his granddaughter sitting there. That's his answer, right, Candy? You go to him, I know you have, I did, everybody. What about this? Paul, what does the Bible say? There's Craig sitting there, he's probably done the same thing. What does the Bible say? That's what we need to get a hold of. When the devil comes and slaps us up beside the head, tries to knock the fire out of us, we got to get up with the power of God coming out our mouth and say what the Bible says. That's our victory. Our victory is not in what we can do, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's your victory. See, that's my answer when the devil comes saying junk. God is listening to my words. Why is he listening to our words? Because he is waiting for our word to line up with his word. When your word lines up with his word, then something's going to happen. That's why I say the natural and supernatural come together, make the explosive force for God. When you start saying it, same thing God says, then he comes along beside of you, and man, something starts happening. God can't come and work in your behalf until you begin to speak what he said, not what brother so-and-so said, not what I think about it, not what my friend said. What did he say? He said you are more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, more. He said he would supply all of your needs. All. A-double-L. All. Everything. Everything you need. He's already got it planned for you. He's got it mapped out for you. All you got to do is believe it and begin to walk in it and receive what God has for you. This is your time. This is your hour to realize God has it planned. All you've got to do is walk in it and he will deliver you. He will set you free. God's plans are greater. So let me remind you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your head. Get the whine out of your voice. Get the sad look off of your face. And begin to sing the glory of God. Begin to quote the word. Don't look at what you can see. Look at what the word says. Look at what God says. And begin to walk as he directs you. If you will walk in my plan, I will lead you to greater things. And you'll see that it's what you always wanted to be. But I can't do it until you begin to walk with me in my plan. Oh, your plan's all right, but it's not what I planned for you. Walk in my plan and you'll see that everything will come all right, out all right. And then you'll shout the victory. Hallelujah. 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 Remember this. If God did it once, he'll do it again. If God did it once, he'll do it again. If he did it for the people in the Word of God, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Lift up your eyes and begin to see. See God's plan, for in them lies your answer. Your answer is not in what you can do. Your answer is not in what you can see. Your answer is in what God said in the Word. And if you'll follow his Word and follow his plan, you'll find out that that's exactly where your victory lies. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of that? I realize that wasn't a long message, but I said a whole bunch in a very short bit of period of time. Hallelujah. Rich, y'all get up here. Let's sing something. I want to sing something. God will do it again. God is our victory. God is our strength. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody stand up and begin to praise God. Thank God that he has a plan for you. Thank God his plan will deliver you. Thank God you don't have to stay the same all the time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ready, Rich? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I caught him off guard, so they take a minute to get ready. Just praise the Lord for victory while they're getting
ready. He is greater, greater. My Father is greater than all. Well, he's greater than all of the enemy's best.
from my Father's hands, 'cause my Father is greater than all. He's greater than pain, and by his great power, my body can change, 'cause he's the great healer of every disease, 'cause my Father is greater than these. Oh, he is poverty. He's greater than lack. He's greater than any financial attack. 'Cause my Father will always supply all my needs. 'Cause my Father is greater. He's greater than these. He is greater. He's greater than sin. He's greater than all of the bad things you've been. He's greater than what was and all that shall be. 'Cause my Father is greater than these. Oh, he is greater.
That included about every problem that you're going to face.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's greater than any of them.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I trust you got something out of this. I had fun preaching this morning. Glory to God. I love it when I can get into preaching mode. The Lord don't let me get there. That's my evangelist mode there. But the Lord don't let me get there very often anymore, because I teach more as a pastor. But I got to get in the in that evangelist. That's that evangelist anointing coming out there. I love it, but you only can do it when God lets you do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory.